AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama honors Pope Francis at a White House welcoming ceremony, saying the Pope is an inspiration to the people in this country and around the world.
In your humility, your embrace of simplicity, in the gentleness of your words, in the generosity of your spirit, we see a living example of Jesus' teachings, a leader whose moral authority comes not just through words, but also through deeds.
In his remarks, Francis called for action on climate change, income inequality, the protection of religious freedom, and the heritage of immigration in the U.S.
As the son of an immigrant family, I'm happy to be a guest in this country, which was largely built by such families.
The president and the Pope, after today's ceremony, held a private meeting at the White House as the pair posed for photos before the meeting.
But they're much better behaved when they're here.
What is the most important issue you'll discuss?
I was just commenting that I noticed all of you are much better behaved than usual.
Thousands of people have lined the streets of Washington as the Pope motors slowly, waving to the crowd and kissing children along the route. Now the Pope is to meet with Catholic bishops from across the country. Volkswagen CEO Martin Wittercorn is leaving the job. He says he's stepping down in the interest of the company as it grapples with the emissions scandal. In a statement released today, Wittercorn says Volkswagen needs a fresh start. The company has disclosed software designed to fool U.S. emissions tests was installed in some 11 million diesel cars around the world. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 102. This is AP Radio News. European Union President Donald Tusk, who has called an emergency meeting of EU leaders, says it is crucial that they end their squabbling over migrants and agree on a concrete plan. Tusk says they have to realize millions of potential refugees, not thousands, may try to reach Europe from the Middle East. Baseball great, master of malaprops, Yogi Berra is dead at 90. Sagar Magani with more.
Nobody won more World Series titles than the 10 Yogi Berra collected as the catcher for the Yankee dynasty of the 40s, 50s, and early 60s.
I was very lucky.
He was a three-time American League Most Valuable Player. The enduring image of Berra, though, is more what he said than how he played. Things like, it ain't over till it's over, and it's deja vu all over again. But all the Yogi-isms you hear didn't actually come from him.
Some of them are true, you know, but I guess some of the people, when they go out of banquet, use my name.
I'm Sagar Meghani.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.